Welcome to the sermon from Silver Lake Baptist Church. Our mission is to celebrate the greatness of God with all we are for the joy, hope, and renewal of our community. We are so glad you have chosen to listen to our message. We pray you will be blessed by your time with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? It's nice and balanced this morning. Like, usually it's someone over here probably stinks, so they sat all of them sat over here. So someone must have discovered cologne, right? So let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your peace and your love and your goodness. And thank you for this season that we get to celebrate you. Christ, not just with us, but Emmanuel, Christ with us, but God in us. Christ in us, who's our hope of glory. And so we thank you for that, and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So I was getting up for breakfast this morning, and I was hungry, so Linda made me some eggs, and actually my father-in-law's at home, and his girlfriend, and they're here for just a bit this morning. So Linda was making breakfast, she made some eggs, she made me a piece of toast. And I was like, oh, this is so good. And so I was like, I want another piece of toast. So I was in a hurry to get up here. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put some butter on my toast and go. And so I sat in the bathroom, and I'm doing my shaving and whatever stuff. And I'm eating my toast. And I was looking on there, and the butter was so awesome because you know how butter just melts? And my toast just absorbs it so well. And I was just like, oh, this is like heaven. And so I ate that piece of toast, and it was so good. And I got to the second piece. There was no butter on it. It's like, well, this stinks. I was like, I want to eat it, but I got to have something to melt in it. So all I saw was shaving lotion. I saw some cologne. And so I was like, I wonder if that will soak into the toast too. So I sprayed it on there. And do you know what happened? It soaked into the toast. It didn't taste near as good. But it soaked right into the toast, right? And it made me think, guess what? We've been talking about in Mark, the sower and the seed, right? What when you sow on hard and ground or plowed ground, or and it's our heart, or it's our mind, it's our yes, or it's what we are. And I realized that faith comes by what?
Hearing,
right? And so just like that toast didn't care if I put butter on it or if I put shaving lotion on it. Guess what that toast was going to do? It was going to absorb it, right? One of it tasted really good. The other one, I might need Tums, right? Some of you might not even eat it. Right? Because it's so bad. And that's what I really believe Jesus is talking about, is we're a blank slate. What comes in, it's going to come out. It's head. What we hear comes into our head. It drops into our heart. And out of our heart, what happens? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? And so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you see people that get really hard-hearted or hurt or are angry at the world or going through stuff, and like, I got everything together. Not. There's things that I don't like too. And I come back and trace the root of those things that I don't like, and it comes back to, what am I hearing? Right? We hear it all, especially this time of year, we hear, do you hear what I hear? Right? Do you hear what I hear? What? Maybe not. You might not hear what I hear, right? Because I hear hope. I hear Jesus. I hear Christ in me, the hope of glory. I hear a season where Emmanuel, God with us, the King of the universe, the creators of the heaven and the earth said, you know what? I'm going to come and I'm going to give my life for you. And I'm going to come and I'm going to start as a seed. Everything starts as a seed. John 1 says this, in the beginning was a big blob. Right? Then we had a big bang. Right? Now see, that might have happened, right? When God said, let there be, boom, what happened? Yeah. So what, in the beginning was the what? Was the what?
Word.
I couldn't hear you. Was the what?
Word.
That's good. That's a good word. Right? In the beginning was the Word. The Bible says that He sent His Son, but He sent His Word and healed them. It's His Word. It's His name's Jesus. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Word? God. It's Jesus. Right? He sent His Word. He sows His Word into toast. Right? And we absorb it, right? Some of us hear other things like you're no good and you're rotten and there's no hope for you and you're just toast. So what do you start absorbing that, and then you start believing that, and then what are you going to do? You're going to act on what you believe, right? And so it says in, let me go back to Hebrews 1, because I think it's really powerful. It says, now faith is. When is faith?
Now.
When?
Now.
When is now?
Now.
Now. It's right now. Not when I said now, because now is already gone. Now is when?
Now.
Now. Right now. Faith is when?
Now.
Now. Now faith is. You know what that means? It, when he says, I am an ever-present help. When everything's good. But when it's bad, don't call me. No? It's like if it's bad, call 911.
No?
He said, I'm an ever-present help when? In times of trouble. What does that mean? If you're in trouble, he's like, call me. I got this. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't think you're not good enough or you messed up. Guess what? Y'all messed up. Y'all messed up before you even got here. I know. I used to have to ride to church with my wife in the same car, and then we quit doing that years and years and years ago. And I learned that from my dad and mom. My dad and mom, they would never ride in the car together on the way to church, and we lived half a mile from the church. If our car, one of our cars would have broke down, my dad would have walked. Right? Why? Because something's going to come up. Right? It's funny how grumpy we get on the way to church. Right? It's funny how many Priuses pull out in front of us. Or these guys driving silver FJs and Toyotas. And actually, I like FJs, so I'm just picking on someone, right? But the point being, it is, it's not, God didn't send His Son because we were perfect. He sent His Son because He's perfect, and it's His perfect plan. Amen. He had a perfect plan to save us, and it started with the seed, and it starts in us right now. Like, well, Pastor James, I'm the toast that's got more than aftershave and stuff on. In fact, my stuff might not smell too good. Same stuff we pull out of the horse stalls or... And I've soaked that in. Now that's all I think I am. That's not true. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. God's for you, and He loves you, and He sent His Son, His only Son, to come, not just to die for you and to raise again, but so that He can live in and through you right here, right now. Now is the time of salvation. It's called the establishing factor. We're established in righteousness when? Right now, I'm righteous in Christ because of Christ, right? Someone said, I went to a job one time, and they're like, don't stand there, do something, right? And so then I come to church, and they're like, well, just don't stand there. Do something. You got to earn your salvation. You got to... It's like, I don't like my job and I don't like church. Right? How about I don't do something and just stand there? When you've done everything, the Bible says to what? To stand. And I'm standing on what? On His Word. If His Word is the foundation of everything and creates everything, don't you think that it's enough to create something in our lives right now? Are we going to agree with our situations? Are we going to agree with our past? Or are we going to agree with right now, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Right now, every one of His promises are available to me. And they are what? Yes and amen. You know what I got to do? It's rest. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for who you are in me. This whole message of Christmas is Emmanuel. God with us. And He's with us right now. No matter how hurt, no matter how broken, no matter how sad, no matter the obstacles, God's like, what mountain? It's not by might nor by power. Who are you, O mountain, stand before for my son, my child? I'll make it like flat plain, right? Because He's that good. Now faith is, right? What? I love, the Bible always interprets the Bible. If you want to interpret the Bible, I always go to the Bible to find the interpretation. Because you can find everybody's got commentaries all over the place and their own ideals and their own interpretations. But I always try to find interpretation in the Bible, and the Bible confirms the Bible. And when you do that, you're like, oh, well, here's the definition of what God's saying, right? Well, what is faith? It's telling you. It's giving you it's almost like you open, what's those books called that you find, what words mean? Dictionaries, right. I've heard of those ones, right? They made me use it a few times when I was in kindergarten. That's as far as I got, right? It's better than that because it says right here, now. When?
Now
faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Oh, I got to be sure of what I hope for? How many of you guys can see the wind? They told me it was windy yesterday, and I didn't believe them because I didn't see the wind, but our power went out for like almost 4 hours, right? And then trees, like they were waving back and forth. And people told me that there was wind. But you know what? I don't believe them because I couldn't see the wind. I think they're crazy. Anybody ever see wind? Do you legitimately ever see wind?
No.
You see the what?
The results.
But you see the results of it. Well, I believe in God when I see Him. You know when you see the wind? It's when you see the results. You know when you see God? It's when you see the results of God. You don't see the wind, but you believe in it? How many of you believe it that Jupiter exists? How many of you guys have been there or seen it with your naked eye? You've seen it with your naked eye? Without a telescope? You can see Jupiter? Okay. What's one we haven't seen yet?
Pluto.
Pluto. Thank you. Pluto. The dog on Disney. No, that I've seen him. Can't be that one. Pluto. What's the farthest planet out there you haven't seen with your naked eye?
Uranus.
Pluto.
Pluto. Pluto.
It's not a planet no more? Well, whatever it is, right? You believe that it's... How many of you guys believe that it exists? That Pluto exists? Okay. How many of you have seen it with your naked eye? How many have believe Moscow, Russia, exists? How many have seen it with their eye? One person. See? Because he's been there. He's experienced it, right? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it don't exist. Just because you don't see God doesn't mean he don't exist. In fact, I would submit to you that you do see him. You just don't realize it. Every morning when you get up and you look in the mirror, guess who you see? God. Oh, I don't know about that. I was like, guess what? You're made in his image. The scripture says you're made in his image and his likeness. You can't look in a mirror without seeing God. And you see the effects of God everywhere you look, right? Whether you see it or not. So faith is definitely, now faith is being sure of what we hope for. Anybody have things they hope for? Like some of you are hoping that this will end at noon. Right? And I won't go over. Good luck with that. Right? But how many have things we hope for other than that? Many things. Guess what faith is? It's the substance of those the things hoped for. Do you believe that God is able to keep his promise? Do you believe that God's willing to do what his word says? Guess what? That's what we do is we rest. Watch this. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I don't see it yet, but I believe it. I believe it. Why? Because God said it. He said, let there be light, and there was light. When God says, all you need is one word from God, and it will change your entire life. And it says this, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Man, I keep repeating that. I'm not sure I should say that again, but I'm going to. Now faith is what? Right, it's assurance. Being sure, it's assured. It's an assurance of things hoped for and certain of what we do not see. Now watch this. This is what the ancients were commended for. They said this. Watch this. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Bible interprets Bible. What does that mean? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, right? The Spirit hovered over the darkness in the face of the earth, and God said what? Let there be. Let there be light. Let there be this. Let there be that. And God did what? And God said, it's made at His Word. It's about His Word. It's about His promise. It's about toast. His Word is butter. Right? There's all this stuff. There's a song I love by a music group called Brandon. They're cowboys too. They're good dudes. They have a song that's called Above the Noise. And get above the noise. They had a penthouse for sale in New York City. They called it the one above all else. And on the top of this penthouse, they had it for sale. It was like $250 million, right? The highest penthouse in the entire world. And they had this deck. You could go out, and it was shaped like Oklahoma, actually, the deck. I was like, Boomer Sooner. Yeah, the highest is like, they know the Sooners are the best, right? But they go out on this deck, and do you know what? They called it above all else. Do you know why they call it the one above all else? Because you couldn't even hear down below. The most bustling, is that a word? Bustling. Okay. The most busy city on the planet. Subjectively. Noisy. Loud. Is right there. Do you know what you hear? Nothing. Maybe a bird? Nothing. You don't hear nothing. Why? Because you're above the noise. You're above everything else. And it's almost as if what's below you doesn't even exist. What's more true, what you see or what God says? What? God said. Right. So the Bible says that we are seated with Christ where? In heavenly places above the noise. The one above everything, that every knee will bow and every knee will confess. Do you believe what you see more than you believe what God says? He says this, if you have the faith of a Mack truck, no? If you have the faith of a bus, if you have a faith of that tower, can we make it a basketball? Too big. If you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea. And you know what it says? It will be. Do you agree with what God says in spite of what you see? By faith, we understand that the universe was formed. Actually, when I put my head down, I sound like a deeper voice. Hello, this is God. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. How many of you ever gone to the store and bought lettuce? Bought corn? You know what all those things start out as? A seed. How many of you saw them plant that in the ground? That very one. Right? You don't. But you see the result of a seed. Everything starts with a seed, right? So here we have in Mark chapter 4 where Jesus is talking. He said, listen, a farmer went out to sow a seed and he was scattering the seed. Some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. And I like that. Last week I told you how 30 in Hebrew represents spiritual maturity. 30 or 60 represents upheld and supported. 100? Now that's fullness. How many ever got 100 on a test? That's one thing I heard happened. I never seen with my own eyes. So I have to believe that I'll take your word for that. Right? I've seen a lot of 30s though. So that's good, right? So fullness, life, God's faithfulness, and protection. You've got the word sown, and then you start getting spiritual maturity and you start growing. And as you sow more word and more word sown into you, then you feel like you're supported and you're upheld, not by what you do, but by what God done. And then all of a sudden it starts producing fullness. It starts producing life, and you start seeing the results of what you have not seen before with your own eyes, because it's not because of what you did, it's because of the seed. It's because of God's word that's planted inside your heart. It has to produce. It has to. It don't have no choice. Well, I don't believe you. You're just a pastor. What do you know about farming? I'm a grandson of a farmer. I grew up in wheat country. And I promise you, there's times when they sow the wheat and a flood would come and rain it out, or the sun would come and scorch it before it got done. I get this. But there's also the time where they have the best harvest ever. The soil's perfect. The weather's perfect. And they go in and it's just beautiful. That's what God's talking to us about. He's talking to us about the seed, a seed that was sown. And he says this. Where is that? So, I'm dropping down here. It says, others fell among the thorns and grew and choked the plants, so they did not bear grain. Still others, seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Time out. How can you hear if you don't have ears? Kind of silly, isn't it? He who has ears. I mean, what's he talking about? He's talking about Shema, hearing on the inside. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God. He is one. Love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Hear. Hear, not just hear, but hear and hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. Hey, I don't understand, they're telling him. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Well, isn't that what you want? It is what you want, right? Well, he's saying, it was a rocky ground. It was the wrong ground. And here Jesus is sowing, and he's sowing the word. He is the word, and he's telling them the truth. But they're not getting it because it's getting choked out. Do you know why? Because they're believing, oh, well, this has got to happen, and that's got to happen, and I don't believe this and that because someone else said that, Joe down the street, and Billy Bob over here, and you guys get what I'm saying? They put more faith in what they see than what they were hearing from the King of the universe who was standing right in front of them. And we have the King of the universe living right inside us. I think we have the advantage. Ever seeing, but never perceiving. Ever hearing, but not understanding. I want to understand. I don't just want to have knowledge, but I want to have understanding. I want to know who he is in my life. I don't want to know about him. Religion tells you about God. Relationship, I get to know God and have a relationship with God. And he keeps sowing his word. He keeps sowing his truth, and he keeps going in my heart, and I keep growing, and I keep being upheld by his word, and I keep seeing the fruit of that flow in and through every area of my life, because I'm good. No, I'm not always good, but I am good. Because of Jesus. Not because of what I do, have done, or ever will do. It's completely and totally because of Jesus. Christ alone. Nothing else. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Only through Jesus am I made whole. I'm made whole because of what he done, not because of what I done. And he loves everybody so much. That's why he done it for everybody, even those folks you don't like. That's why he loves them. They look in the mirror and they're like, oh, there's God. You look at him and say, look at that devil. He's like, that's my son. I love him. I want to sow a seed. so that it can produce a harvest. And I'm going to keep sowing, and I'm going to keep planting, and I'm going to keep tilling, and I'm going to keep sowing, and I'm going to keep tilling, and I'm going to keep planting. Guess what? Till one day, something's going to grow. It's going to take root. And when it does, guess what happens? We have maturity. That's what Jesus says. He says, then Jesus said to them, do you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. He's like, dude, if you can't understand this, I can't help you. Right? You done been hit with a dumb stick. Ain't no hope. Like, you must be a Texas Longhorn fan. That's why they put the horns down, right? Why we put the horns down. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. What is Satan? It's accusations. It's accuser. That's literally what Satan means. You ain't good enough. God don't love you. God can't do that. Look at what you... That's what the cross did. It took away accusation. There is no accusation. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every what? Tongue that is formed against you will what? Will be silenced. Will be condemned. Now watch. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky. Zero or eight. Okay, I'm good. I got 30 more minutes. But since hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. There's so much going on that they lose sight of that it's Christ in them. They're trying to do it on their own. They're trying to do this or get that or over here. And it chokes that out. Well, see, I couldn't do it. I guess the word's wrong. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word. They what? Hear it. And what?
Accept it.
Couldn't they hear it and what?
And they accept it.
I can't. One more time. They hear it and what?
Accept it.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that? Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. What did they do? They heard the word, they accepted it, and what produced the crop? The seed. The word produced the crop. Right? It's the word. What is that word? That's the word of God. That's the promises of God. That's Christ in us. The word living inside us, producing a crop. Some 30, some 60, and some what? 100-fold. You might start out just growing spiritually. Pretty soon you're going to feel righteous and upright and upheld. And then you're going to start seeing life. And life more abundantly. And then he says this. Others hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. And he said to them, do you bring in a lamp and put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all, folks. We're going to have to pick up next week. So I promised you I'd have you out for lunch. Think about that. Think about this. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. Nothing to do with you, what you do. It does have to do with you. When you hear it, accept it. And watch what God will do. Amen?
Amen.
So, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for just being so faithful. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about us, check out our website at www.silverlakebaptist.org.